Welcome to We're Not All Like This, one of the regular shows appearing on the Phantom Island feed, presented by Homefield. Connor, I'm going to go ahead and do something I don't normally do on these intros with you. You are not one of the interviewees for this episode about the NC State Wolfpack, but I'm going to ask you one of the questions that I asked the interviewees all the same. In your head, and this is just your opinion, this is not the official of Homefield Apparel, is NC State a football school or a basketball school?
It's a basketball school.
Okay. Do you have any hesitation there at all?
No.
Okay.
Now, you must think of the context of which I come from.
Sure.
Answering that. But I think they play they have national championships, multiple on the men's side, and the women's team, of course, too. Hey, out court, right? Like,
yes.
Two great historical programs. Also from, of course, the state of North Carolina, which it's a basketball state.
It's a basketball. They're certainly in a basketball part of the state, too. Like an aggressively basketball part of the state.
Yeah, exactly. Like you're coming from the triangle, right? Mm-hmm. They play an important role not only nationally, but for me, it's foiling Duke in North Carolina, which in basketball, which I... Not even foiling, being on the same level. I want to be careful, NC State fans.
Sure.
Not perennially, many times rising above the occasion.
Yeah.
And defeating Duke and North Carolina. But I firmly believe they're a basketball school. I'll be curious to hear what your guests think, because some people take offense.
Sure. I mean, I say this on the episode, and I'll say it here too. I have always thought of NC State as a football school, but that's mostly because like college football is the thing I have spent more time with in my life, professionally, personally, whatever. And so a lot of, like, you know, I have memories of Mike Lennon and that dude up on the crossbar and whatever, you know, like people getting
I'm
excited about
that
being
that your
Florida
memories
State.
Are Mike Lennon.
Yeah, normal stuff. Normal stuff to have in your brain. You know, friends.
Well, I'm thinking
friends
of Everett Cates.
Yeah. We're both very normal guys, I think, is the lesson here. All right, I'm going to ask you an easier question, I think. It is more fun when a school with an animal mascot does the cartoon version of that animal rather than the, like, realist. Like, listen, I'm all for, like, here's a scary wolf and here's its fangs and whatever. But, like, it's more fun to be like, here's a cartoon-ass wolf, right?
Absolutely. 100%. Specifically the wolf, because for whatever reason... wolves in cartoon form are portrayed with their eyes bugging out of their head and just look more crazy than the average animal.
Yes,
and NC State leans into that. Eyes three times the size that they should be.
Yeah.
The tongue with like spit coming off of it as a part of the logo. That's really critical for why it works for NC State. They didn't go halfway with their cartoon.
No, mascot. And that way you can also be like, oh, look, the mascots got married. Like, that wouldn't work as well if you were just like, here's a realistic wolf getting married. You'd be like, I don't know what I'm watching here.
Yeah, that would feel unnatural, but this feels right. These two cartoon wolves are getting married. We've done some illustrations of wolves howling at the moon and looks great, whatever. Pales in comparison to cartoon wolf. They really love, at least from my data set.
which is valuable, which is important. Yeah.
Yes.
And then, all right, last question for you before we get into the episode. You don't have to answer this one because it might be professionally compromising. I can see you're excited already. Because Mr. and Mrs. Wolf got married by the Wake Forest Demon Deacon, does that mean their marriage is sanctioned by the devil and not God?
Yeah, certainly not by the church. I don't think Chicago Pope would approve.
We should ask though. Next time
ask Chicago Pope. He was active on Twitter for a while. I bet.
That's right.
I bet we can get him answering a few questions.
All right, Connor, I'm done peppering you with questions that you may or may not want to answer. Instead, I'm going to do that to three distinguished NC State representatives. starting right now.
My name is James Curl. I'm a class of 2001 graduate of NC State. Grew up a State fan and worked in student media when I was there at NC State. After graduating, I started a podcast called the Riddick and Reynolds Podcast back in 2011. And I now currently co-host the Pack Pride weekly podcast with Corey Smith from the 24/7 Sports Network.
My name is Alec Lauer. I'm an NC State graduate from 2018. I've been an NC State fan since before I could talk. And I am the editor and founder of Trinity Road Times, independent coverage of NC State football, basketball, and everything in between.
My name is Joe Ovias. I host a podcast called Ovias and Giglio with my co-host, Joe Giglio. We are both NC State grads. I graduated from NC State in 2001, but that doesn't necessarily make me a State fan, although I do think it makes me uniquely qualified to talk about Triangle sports and how NC State fans operate in the dynamics of the Triangle with North Carolina and Duke. You can check out our podcast, Ovias and Giglio, wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, we're on YouTube because we all pivoted to video. And if you're listening to this in the summer, we have a really cool pop-up shop because that's what small town entrepreneurs do. Go to OGTriangleMediaShop.com. Again, that's OGTriangleMediaShop.com. And you can see the Triangle dynamics unfold in t-shirt and tank top form, from the three bell towers to the drunk wolf. Because if you're a State fan, you know that football and basketball have made you drink.
So I want to use a dichotomy that I don't think is entirely accurate or fair, but I want to talk about football schools versus basketball schools. In my mind, and maybe this is just because of what I have spent my time on and what where I spend more of my attention, I've always sort of thought of NC State as a football school. But I'm not an NC State fan, and so I'm curious if you could tell me how NC State fans feel about where they fall along that spectrum and if they are more a basketball school or more a football school.
Yeah, that's an interesting question because it depends on how old the fan is that you ask, I think, most of the time with NC State, right? So if you go all the way back to the 1970s, 1980s, right, the heyday of ACC basketball, when you had NC State men's basketball, right, they won two national championships. Should have been three. They were undefeated in 73. And that was, you know, the greatest game ever against Maryland was in, I believe, 74. That was who NC State was. That was its sports identity for the longest time. And as they've kind of gotten lost in the wilderness in the last couple decades, that's been what a lot of the older fans, I think back to. That's where the nostalgia comes from. But the younger fans never experienced that, right? State won the ACC title in men's basketball with DJ Burns. That was the first real success that they've had for anybody under the age of 20, whatever, right? And so I think for the younger fans that have gotten more of the tailgating experience and the Carter Finley experience, which is generally a pretty fun place to watch a football game, they tend to be more of a football school. And now that revenue share and NIL has become such a hot subject, that's really been a big discussion for a lot of people, right? Is where do we, how do we distribute this money based on, you know, the normal line that most schools are going with based on people's, you know, desire to be that basketball school again versus prioritizing football.
I think NC State fans would love to be both, ideally. I think there was a time there when NC State fans identified as the most football school of the Triangle schools, you know, in the 90s and 2000s when Kay and Roy and, you know, the end of the Dean era were on a tear and all of the national focus was on those two as rivals. We used to really love to poke fun at just how abysmal the attendance was at Duke and Carolina football games. And so we positioned ourselves as kind of, you know, the football school within the Triangle, a great tailgating space. We'd love to, you know, poke fun at the fact that Carolina has to tailgate in a parking deck because it's on campus right there beside the hospital. The irony now is that with the construction of an indoor practice facility and a lot of the expansion that's taking place around the arena, they're now building parking decks there beside the football stadium. So the worm has turned a little bit as far as that's concerned. But I think ultimately, though, NC State is a basketball school because its history began you know, as the school that kind of made basketball a big deal, and then Triangle. You know, Everett Case came to NC State during World War II from Indiana, and he really revolutionized the sport here in the era, in the area, when, you know, Duke was being led by Wallace Wade, and of course they hosted the Rose Bowl in 42 during the war. Carolina had Choo Choo Justice, and so you know, football was the big sport here in North Carolina in the 40s. And then Everett Case shows up, and he's suddenly playing this run-and-gun, fast-paced, exciting style, and he just crushes the Southern Conference. And then he ultimately led to the formation of the ACC, breaking away from the Southern Conference when it was a massive, you know, what we considered massive back then, 16-team conference. And so the DNA of NC State, I think, has always been basketball first. You know, the from Case, you know, one of his proteges being Norm Sloan, you know, building that 74 championship team with David Thompson as the centerpiece. And then, of course, Jimmy V, you know, the great story of 83. You know, that decade from 74 to 83 was a magical time to be a State fan. I always say I was born at the absolute worst time to be a State fan, because I was born in 77 and I was 5 years old in 83. So I had no memory of the greatest moment in our school's history. I got to live in the echo, the Valvano echo there, but most of my memories of Valvano are of kind of the end of his tenure with the scandal and all that. So I would say that primarily we're a basketball school that loves to boast that we can also be a football school.
If you had asked me this question in February of 2024, I would have told you football school.
Okay.
But a funny thing happened in March when Kevin Keats and that team, Kevin Keats, the basketball coach, was as good as fired on a Tuesday at the ACC tournament, went on to win the ACC championship. First time that's happened since 1987, the ACC tournament championship. First time since 1987. Grown men cried over this. And then they went to the Final Four.
Yeah.
And they brought even more grown men to tears for doing that for the first time since 1983. And I think that kind of threw what we had thought fans wanted, it kind of rekindled this. Well, wait a minute. This is the thing that really makes us feel alive, this basketball, like kind of conjuring up those feelings. But the tricky part is getting the younger fan base, the new graduates who have come up where football, like you, football is the main thing. That is the driver of revenue for these universities. And you've been sold for over two decades that if you play your cards right, you might have a chance at the college football playoff, which gets us back to the other side of this, and that we've now seen that's not true. There's a stratification in college football. And while NC State under Dave Dorn might have some decent seasons, and who knows, maybe they catch lightning in a bottle like Cignetti at Indiana, once you get to that college football playoff, you'll find out real quick that you're not at that level. And that just kind of reminds you that in this arms race, it might be better for your investment to be in basketball. So State fans are in a really weird place right now. Jillio and I actually recently talked about this. We do a mailbag segment. We've had some listeners push back, some State fans push back on, no, we still care more about football. That traces back to the hiring of Chuck Amato to replace Mike O'Kane. And this is when I was a senior at NC State. And you bring in Chuck Amato and you have a freshman, Phillip Rivers, and you have a chancellor in Marianne Fox who saw the future of college football and wanted to make State a football school or be a first mover in football to graduate to whatever next was happening in college football. The key driver in that is to be better at something than North Carolina.
Okay.
And if you really find the through line for being an NC State fan, ultimately is to make sure that you are doing something better than North Carolina. Bomani Jones, who I'm sure a lot of your listeners know, used to do radio with us here in the Triangle. And he's a Texas guy. He's always been a Texas Longhorn guy. And he said something to me that really made a lot of sense, that Texas A&M and NC State are very, very similar in that they're both driven by that other school and wanting to do something that sticks it to the other school or be better than the other school because they have everything else going for them. University of Texas is the University of Texas, right? It's just like University of North Carolina is that flagship school. But Texas A&M is essentially NC State with a lot of money. And when Texas A&M left for the SEC, it was to see you by Texas. You're stuck back here. We're part of the mighty SEC. We're going to lap you. And of course, they found out real quick, and they didn't want that Texas school. They wanted this other one, the real Texas school. And you've seen this with NC State fans back in the heyday, the true heyday, the crazy mid-aughts conference realignment discussion where you had so many State fans that were like, we got to go to the SEC. We got to leave Carolina behind. We're the most SEC-like. And all that was to, again, much like Texas A&M, leave UNC behind.
That will do it for the preview portion of this episode. If you want to unlock the full thing and get access to everything else we do, go to phantomisland.show and sign up for as few as $10 a month today.